The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we got Maker's Mark 111 Proof. It is their cask strength collection, and we're going to be trying this one on for size today. Michael, you got anything to say for the peeps?
I think the biggest thing about Maker's Mark is we haven't really reviewed a lot of it.
We've done one, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, our spreadsheet is linked in our bio, but
I haven't updated that since the Nixon administration. That's gone.
Should have said Carter.
RIP.
So, current events, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. The thing about Maker's Mark is it's really obviously well known for the dip, but their story initially is interesting because they kind of got off the ground, no pun intended, through airports and being used as the shooter option on the flight itself. So if you wanted to buy some type of liquor on a flight, you would buy the small shooter. And what that led to is a lot of the passengers on the plane were not located on a plane in South Korea. And another current event, hot take. I'm full of them today. I apologize. But there were two survivors. So all is well. Watch out for the birds. So after the flight landed, they got off and went straight to the like the duty free, basically, mm-hmm. within the airport. And they're like, we need that little red bottle. Do you have a full size of it? And that's kind of how the brand got off the ground. So now it's pretty much a mainstay at anyone's bar, whether they own their own bar and it's a full-on business or the bar in their basement or their house if mm-hmm. it's on a different floor. But it's everywhere. So having the cask strength is just kind of a nice option. It's a 111 proof. Wasn't super expensive. And it being reasonably priced, it just kind of drew you to it just because you're not – this wasn't even $60 in New York State.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, so it's just nice to have a higher proof option, whether it's for cocktails or just to drink it neat mm-hmm. like we will today.
They, so you mentioned the wax. The wife actually came up with that. Did you, like, the wife, she's a marketing genius behind the brand, I guess you could say, but she right. came up with the bottle shape and the wax, and she's also known as, like, the founder of the bourbon tourism industry. So she kind of did a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't beat it.
I mean, name something on a whiskey bottle that's more iconic than the Maker's Mark wax.
The cork itself. The fact that the bottle has a cork
right,
within
yeah.
the industry.
Seriously.
I mean, you have to go that broad.
Yeah.
It's kind of really hard to narrow it down.
And if somebody tries to wax their own bottle, it's like, you really can't.
Correct. So.
And I like that they include a little pull tab there.
They help you out.
Yeah.
So we'll start with label branding. For those that are new, we do label branding, initial taste, any note, final rating, and then another fun segment, would you have it in your collection? So we'll start with label branding. Derek, what do you have on this?
I'm going to go A++. It's an iconic brand. I will say they don't really change their bottle much when you go from expression to expression. Not saying that that's a knock on the label branding, but I would say that that's kind of one of the things that if you see Maker's Mark on the shelf, you know what it is. So it's an iconic brand, but it's not like they haven't changed anything since they first initially came to like be.
That, know? And at the same time, if you're at a liquor store, I actually just ran into this. A friend of mine asked, what should I get my father-in-law for Christmas? And it's kind of, I mean, I'm sure you got 30 of the same texts. Mm-hmm. So It's a great text to get, but it also makes it kind of difficult because it always starts with, okay, what's the price range and what does that person actually like to drink? And then you kind of guide it from there. But with Makers, because they don't have any difference at all, mm-hmm. you're really leaning on the label to tell you what the hell's inside the bottle. Yeah. And it makes it difficult because if it is a single barrel, if it is something special, they really almost don't have any packaging except for like one SKU yeah. that has its own packaging. But other than that, it's really difficult to differentiate itself. So, you know, it's easy to find the red wax seal and then read the labels. And then I can kind of guide you from there because he ended up going with this. But at the same time, it does make it difficult to your point. So I do agree an A++ makes sense.
I will say, just side note, if you are ever looking to get somebody a bottle, go single barrel. Like Maker's Mark single barrel, cask strength, like something like that shows that you actually put some time into looking for something. And it's generally like always available.
Well, the other thing too is if it's a larger store, go with a store pick.
Yeah.
A store pick single barrel is always the move, right. Just because you're gonna be getting something that is basically a one of one.
Yeah.
So just food for thought.
So this mash bill of this is 70 corn, 16 wheat, and 14 barley.
Yeah, it's pretty
just
standard.
Just so you know.
Pretty standard. So we're drinking the entire bottle as we record right now.
Yes.
So by the end of this review, we'll see how it goes. Just kidding.
The wax is a little difficult to pull.
There it is.
It's an alpha thing to do, you know? All right,
they
rubber.
Do have a real cork, so we'll start with a pour, and then we'll dive into the nose. What do you think of the color, Derek?
I mean, she dark. This is at least, like, around 6 years. A six-year age statement on this bad boy. So it's pretty dark. I mean, what we know about the color is for bourbon, you can't have it be a different, you can't add coloring to it. So this is au naturel, as they like to say. It is a pretty dark, almost like a copper penny type look.
Legs on it.
Yeah, it's a little thick and viscous, as they call it in the industry. But yeah, it's pretty clear, but it definitely has that like copper penny, almost a little bit lighter, more of a gold color to it. So it looks inviting.
Yes, and we also have our Dram Diaries, which we should give a quick shout out to. So our Dram Diaries are great. You can actually buy them. Again, link is in our bio if you wanted to get your own and fill it out. Greg made this Dram Diary. He's always looking for different recommendations on how to make it better. But he provided this for us in this awesome binder as well. Binder sold separately, but if you did want to get the actual pages, feel free to jump into the link in our bio and grab your own Dram Diary, which kind of fills out the entire tasting profile for you. So it's just kind of a plug and play, but it's a great.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Great basis.
They kind of guide you through to like understand what you should be looking for too, because there's some little hints in here that say, okay, maybe something that you can pick up is smoky or sulfury or woody or vanilla. So it does help your tasting experience too. So definitely get something like that if you're into whiskey and you plan on having it and enjoying it more than just a Saturday night drink.
Sure. On the nose, what are you picking up?
Very sweet. Actually, considering it's a Kentucky whiskey, you're getting those vanilla caramels, also some sort of like butter note to it too.
I'm really not getting a whole lot though. No. It doesn't punch you in the face.
Yeah, no, it's pretty traditional with that underlying sweetness of the butter.
Would you go B on this nose?
Yeah, I'd probably go B. That sounds fair. I agree.
Initial taste? It's fairly hot.
Yeah, I will say you don't smell the heat on the nose.
No.
The heat on the taste really comes into play.
It's viscous.
I feel like it pokes your tongue in every angle a little bit. Like sometimes when you get higher proof whiskeys, you'll taste it a little bit on the tip of your tongue. But this one is kind of, I'm feeling it on the sides of my tongue, which you normally associate with a sour note.
Yeah.
But I'm not really getting sour with this.
No. It's a very all-encompassing juice on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the only way I can say it. It makes you salivate.
Mm-hmm. Taste really? Though, not vanilla, good. Caramel.
Yeah.
Wood sugars, oak. That splintered wood that I say. Just very traditional Kentucky, but with an underlying, like, we'll get to it in the ending note, but it changes a little bit in the ending note, but not too much.
Even though this is a high corn, this would make a really good Manhattan. We'd probably make a better old fashioned though.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but very traditional. Caramel, butter, vanilla.
Yeah. The ending note, I'm not getting a whole lot of. It seems fairly one-dimensional, where it dissipates quickly. The initial taste is very empowering, so it just kind of, it's almost like there's, it leaves you wanting more from an ending note perspective, meaning I want it to be more dimensional, because it's not. I feel like it's very front-forward.
It is. It kind of changes a little bit into like a butterscotch or a caramel, like a Werther's caramel on the back end, where it gets the caramelized wood sugars come out a little bit. So that sweetness, that maybe a little brown sugar on the back end, that's where I feel like if I'm really digging for something, that's what I'm going with. But you're right. It is definitely more, I would say, middle palate, right? Like, because the initial palate is really spicy a little bit. It kind of coats your tongue with that prickliness.
Yeah.
And then it's really more in that middle tongue that you're getting a lot of those flavors.
Where would you rate the initial taste, though? I'm like a B minus.
Yeah, I think B minus is pretty fair. I think that it's very traditional Kentucky. Right now with Makers, with this bottle, you're really going hard with the, it's a higher proof.
I agree. They're
not changing a ton of flavors with it. They're really going, let's up the proof a little bit and see if that impacts anything.
Yeah, I agree. The ending note for me, I'm a C plus. I don't really think it's got anything to write home about, but I'm going to go C plus on the ending note. It's a, we'll touch on it. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would probably, C plus is fair. I would even maybe go up to like a B minus, just because that brown sugar is pretty sweet and it is a little exciting.
C plus check.
But yeah, C plus check. It's one of those that you got to dig for it to get past kind of those traditional notes and some of that proof point. But once you do, it is a little appealing. But you kind of it's disheartening because you have to really dig for it. So this isn't. I would definitely say that this is not for a. Or this bottle is really good for somebody that likes to sit and enjoy and waste a lot of time drinking whiskey, because this one you have to have sit and let stand in your mouth for a while before you actually take that next sip to fully enjoy it.
Yeah.
So this is a patient person whiskey.
Yeah. Final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 82.
80.
There you go, Bob.
80, man.
I mean, all in all, not bad. I wonder what we rated Makers when we first reviewed it. Did we review the actual first, like, just the basic Makers?
You'd have to search that. Yeah. I feel like we did, just because we really wanted to hammer the story about the brand itself, which is fantastic, but...
Dude, we should develop an app.
We'll talk offline, as they say nowadays in the real world.
What's up, intern from UB? You want to help us out a little bit? But yeah, I think that'd be really cool to like actually have an app for some of this stuff instead of just relying on a Google spreadsheet. But we don't have the time or the energy, so here we are. I would love to know what we rated Maker's Mark. It was probably one of the earlier ones, so yeah. Our ratings or our palates have changed. Our rating hasn't changed, but our palates have definitely changed.
Yeah.
So I think 80 is fair for this, definitely. What did you pick this up for?
It was around 60.
Okay, so 60 balance for Maker's cask strength.
Yeah.
Is this something that you're having in your collection?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in my collection.
Why? What made you get this when you were at the store?
Higher proof. Higher proof, and I knew that it was going to be versatile just because of the brand, so I knew that it was actually worth the bang for your buck. Again, that's around 60 after tax. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a great option. and I also knew as a host, it was going to appeal to a lot of different people, yeah. You know? So you really can't beat Kentucky, but at the same time, having a higher proof, it gives it that edge.
It definitely doesn't drink like a higher proof, though. I mean, other than that first initial tingling of the tongue, it doesn't go down weird. It doesn't go down, like, very hot or anything like that. It's a pretty high hug, and it's a yeah. really easy high-proof drinker.
I agree.
Just like me, I'm a really easy high-proof drinker. Yeah!
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday Whiskey Review. We will see you next week where we fill out another sheet of our Dram Diary. So, thank you. But, Derek, take us out.
Please remember to always drink responsibly, be a good person. And, Michael,
do not litter.
Bro.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel. An official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks, plus you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.